This Sunday marks the final weekend, the final days of Vocation Awareness Week. So the seminary wrote to all the pastors and asked them if they would host a guy to come, one of the seminarians, to talk about vocations a little bit. So since I am the seminarian intern, Father King has tapped me for this great honor. And when I was thinking about why the seminary faculty would want one of the seminarians to come and speak with the different parishes throughout the archdiocese, I'm pretty sure that they want it to be a witness. They want us to witness that Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God the Father are still calling young men and young women to follow him in the priesthood, to follow him in religious life, that the Lord still calls men and women. He still calls men to be priests. He still calls women to be sisters. And so I think the faculty wants us to be a witness to this great call of the Lord. And for me, this call wasn't anything extraordinary like St. Paul being knocked off his donkey or anything like that. In fact, it wasn't anything I ever desired for my own life growing up throughout high school, to the point of there was a priest who I had never met before, an elderly priest, who came up to me and said, "Young man, one day you're going to be a priest." And I thought, this man has forgot to take his medicine and he's completely off his rocker because he's clearly insane. And so it was nothing I ever wanted to do. But then when I got to the University of Dayton, my father worked there, so my brothers and I got free tuition. So the motto he and my mother had were UD or you pay. So I went to UD, and it was there that I began to, I guess, have a little bit of a conversion of just taking my faith seriously, taking things more seriously, taking a prayer life more seriously, going to Mass as often as I could, living a life of virtue. And it was there, as I was going deeper into a relationship with Jesus and his church, as I was going deeper into the life of our great Catholic faith, that I began to see the will of God opening. So as I was going deeper, the will of God was opening before my eyes, before my heart, and it was really quite an astounding thing of thinking, who am I that the Lord might call me to be a priest? So eventually it got to the point where I had to go to the seminary and just figure this out. Is God really calling me to be a priest? I couldn't do it on my own anymore. I needed to put myself out there and see if this is really what the Lord wanted me to do. So I went to the seminary to tell God that I'm not supposed to be a priest, to kind of shake this call, but 5 years later, I'm still here. But since I've been there, it honestly has been a life of joy, and I think, you know, Father Earl, Father King, Deacon Frisbee are all witnesses that the seminary is a life of joy. If this is what God's calling you to do, if God is calling a young man or a young woman to follow him in this way, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than giving everything to follow Jesus Christ. It's worth it to give up the great goods of a family and a husband or a wife. It's worth it to give everything we have to follow Jesus Christ. So I guess that's what I would like to leave everybody with, is if you are a young person, to be open to this call, because it is worth it, to be open to the priesthood, to be open to religious life. Or if you're a parent and you have children of your own, to encourage them, to not be afraid that this life might be difficult or it might be throwing your life away. But as a parent, to encourage your children to at least give God the possibility of the future for their lives. And then finally, to pray for all of us across the street at the seminary, that we may be good priests, that we may be holy priests, that we may follow God's will in our lives, and that we may be zealous in spreading the message of God's love. So that's what I ask of you, to encourage the young people to follow their vocation. If you are not in marriage yet, to be open to God's will in your life. And then finally, to pray for us. So thank you for welcoming me to Guardian Angels, and thanks for your generosity, hospitality, and thank you for your faith. Thank you, as we conclude the year of faith, thank you for your faith in coming here every weekend and gathering around the altar to praise our Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you.